High-energy beats and fast-paced dance moves are hallmarks of swing music. This truly American genre dominated popular music at home and eventually abroad in the 1930s and 40s. It became a worldwide phenomenon with bandleaders like Cab Calloway, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Woody Herman, music that crossed racial and cultural barriers, dances like the Lindy Hop, the Jive and the Jitterbug were all the rage. It might just be the happiest music ever written. It's certainly some of the most danceable, as Swing, the musical production, opens at Covington's Carnegie Center for the Arts on Scott Street on Saturday, March 30th. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Carnegie Theater Director Maggie Perino. Maggie, welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
This is right up your alley, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite shows. I saw it when it came through on the tour at the Aronoff many years ago, and I just fell in love. But I'm a big dance person. I love to go watch professional dance on stage. And this one's so exciting because it's music I grew up listening to with my grandparents, music I grew up dancing around my house to. And then to get to watch professional dancers do such sort of daring, athletic kind of stuff, I loved it.
Are you choreographing this production?
No, I'm actually not. So I brought in Tracy Bonner. She's the head of dance over at NKU. And she actually has done this show professionally. This show needed a really specialized choreographer, someone who knew a lot of lifts, a lot of tricks, all those handholds, all the safe ways to throw someone about 3 feet above your head and catch them on the way down. So we got Tracy for that because she really is the expert in that. And boy, does it show. The kids are doing such incredible tricks. I'm really excited about it.
Let's talk a little bit about the concept. Is this a concert or a musical?
I think the concept of the piece has always been a little bit of both. It's supposed to be really just a celebration of the sound and the movement of that era. And so it's very much a jukebox in that you're going to hear all the songs you know, and there really isn't very much dialogue. But there's a little bit of inferred storyline across the piece. There are four lead singers that have some sort of interesting interplay between them. One's the lounge singer, one's sort of the MC, another is sort of the ingenue, but it's really more that she's more of a classical singer and she's learning how to swing. She, in fact, has to learn how to dance. It's very funny. This is played by Sarah Viola, hilariously, who is a brilliant classical singer, but honestly has some good swinging chops too. So it's a really neat piece.
Do you deal with contemporary swing music like Brian Setzer and the Squirrel Nut Zippers, or is it all the...
No, it is all of sort of your big band favorites. So it's going to be, you know, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, mm-hmm. In the Mood, G.I. Jive, Stomping at the Savoy, all those kinds of things. It's a lot of beautiful dance music, too, from the time period. So it's not just the songs where you might be able to sing along. So Harlem Nocturne is in there, Caravan, some really beautiful dance music. But they've taken sort of a modern approach to the arrangements. So it'll sound fresh. It'll have some rhythms that'll feel a little more modern while still having that nostalgic touch of the big band era.
And you're actually having the band perform live.
Yes.
Will they be on stage?
They
or in the
sure
pit?
Will, yes. So Randy Linville, who runs the RL Big Band, he's been to the Carnegie many times, fantastic band leader in town. And so as soon as I knew that we were doing this, I reached out to Randy and said, hey, you know, I want to have the band on stage. I want it to feel like an old-time floor show. And he said, sure, absolutely, we'd love to do it. Now, our stage is just a hair smaller. So we'll have 8 pieces in the orchestra as opposed to their regular 15. But they sound very grand and they have some little specials. Randy is the drummer and the band leader. He's got some great drum improv moments against one of our dancers who does tapping. So it's sort of like a tap slash drum off. So it's a really neat thing having them there live. Yeah.
My guest is Maggie Perino, the theater director at the Carnegie in Covington. For someone who maybe hasn't been to the Carnegie yet, where is it, Maggie?
Sure. So we're just a few blocks south into Covington. We're on Scott Street. If you know where the cathedral is or Covington Latin, we're really quite close to there by MLK. And we're really sort of our own little jewel in the neighborhood. The Carnegie, it's built between 1902 and 1906. It's an original Carnegie library. One of the few in the nation built with a civic auditorium, especially one that's still standing today. We take very good care of it. It's really this very special historic space. It's based on an old European opera house.
And there's really not a bad seat in the house.
No, especially not for this show. Because of how it's staged, it'll be right down front. You know, it's a big open stage for people to dance on. So there's really not a whole lot that could get in your way. Every seat feels pretty close. Even our balcony is really lovely because you can hear everything super crystal clear up there. And you can look down over the stage.
And the Carnegie isn't just a theater, it's also an art gallery?
Yes. So we think of ourselves as a multidisciplinary arts organization. So that means our mission is just a little bit different than the average theater. So we do have a functioning art gallery that has changing exhibitions all year long and a variety of events. We also have a huge educational program where we have teachers in public schools and private schools for that matter, but mostly public schools, especially the Covington City Schools, teaching art, music, dance, integrated into the school day with other teachers. And so what we think of ourselves is really a space where we create arts experiences for every kind of person. So we don't just have a mission to have the best gallery show or the best theater show or to have the most students. It's really about how can we make sure that anyone who comes to the Carnegie can have a meaningful arts experience in something that they're interested in.
Is Swing the final show of this season?
It sure is. We're sad to see it go, but it's been a great year. And I think this will just be the cherry on top.
Well, you mentioned the choreographer, Tracy. Who else is on the production team?
Sure, absolutely. So we have a brilliant set designer. His name is Tyler Gabbard. He used to work at NKU, in fact. He's a graduate of NYU. He's out working in a collegiate setting in California. So he actually is sending in drawings from California. He'll come in and check the set right before we go. The music director is Zan Jeffrey. And then we also have a really great group of 10 folks who are the singer dancers of the show, and they work super hard. And we're lucky to have both incredible professionals who are many of the singers. For instance, I talked about Sarah Viola, who's played a range of leads in the city. Also, Zan Jeffrey is coming in, Zan's daughter. She's fresh off a national tour of Kinky Boots and lives in New York, but is coming in to do sort of a 3-week stint with us to do Swing. And then amazing dancers. It's a lot of NKU dance kids. They are young and all the knee cartilage, and they are up there jumping around, you know, slamming into the floor, rolling, jumping. It's amazing what they can do.
Period costumes all the way?
It's actually a little bit of both, right? So just like the arrangements of the music are a little bit fresher, the costuming, which is done by Kat Schmiel-Swope, that will also be very much 40s inspired, but it'll feel a little fresh. Some of the things are things you could buy now that are vintage inspired. So it's a really neat mix of now and then. I think in a way that's so happy and upbeat, people are going to love it.
What are the show dates for Swing?
Sure. So we open on March 30th and we run through April 14th. It's going to be weekends, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And on Saturday nights, we're actually doing a Swing happy hour where you can come and swing dance with the cast in the gallery before the Saturday evening shows.
It's the Carnegie Center for the Arts on Scott Street presenting Swing March 30th through April 14th. My guest has been Maggie Perino, the theater director at the Carnegie. For more information and a link to their full season, plus their exhibits, classes, and more, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. Maggie, thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep
those knees and ankles in good shape.
That's right. Thanks so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.